Newsbreak podcast.
Starting from the early days, I joined the defense in 2010. I joined in as an aircraft mechanic. Prior to that, when I went for the Air Force pilot selections, I was not successful due to myself being underweight and not making the selection. And then I pursued to stay in the Air Force. I wanted to stay in the Air Force and obviously try again. And I was given the opportunity to continue as an aircraft mechanic. And then I qualified as an aircraft mechanic, I think it was 2013. And from there, I continued over the selections. I think this was my fifth pilot selection that I went for. And only on the fifth time I was successful.
So as kids, we would watch films such as Top Gun, for example, and say, hey, Air Force pilots, I wish I could do something like that. So in your youth, William, was that also your dream to become a pilot one day?
I started off when I was about 3 years old, as far as I can remember. I used to stay in Mir Bank, and that time Durban International was there in Isipingo, and I used to watch the aeroplanes go up and down past my house. My dad used to take me to the top of the Mir Bank mountain, and we used to watch the airport from there. And I used to see the army helicopters. That time we used to have Super Freelons flying over the house. And at that point, I didn't know anything about the Air Force. I just wanted to become an army pilot, as most people know it to be.
And I'm sure many young people will be listening to this and thinking it must be a great job. But what would you say are the ideal characteristics to have to succeed in something like this? Because definitely it's not for everyone. As you said, you tried and you failed at times. So tell us more about that. What are they looking for?
Initially, you'll go through some vigorous training. That is more or less first to see if your body is adaptable to the conditions that they're going to put you through. And once you pass those selections, then only will you be a sort of a candidate, not guaranteed that you will receive Air Force wings. It's going to be a lot of mental tests. It's a lot of math, science, memory, reaction time. That's between what you're seeing and how your hands are reacting towards it. Your brain is perceiving things. Perception is a very big part of it. And then from there onwards, it's more or less on your body. So for the young people that's interested in doing something like this, yes, it is not for a lot of people, and that's why the test is there. But initially, I'll say math and physics in school is very important.
You are currently a second lieutenant. So tell us more about what your day-to-day activities involve, especially now that you have your wings.
Myself, I'm steamed for helicopters. It was a personal choice. So I, as a helicopter pilot, now will move on to the helicopter flying school, which is in Bloomsbury. I'll then do a rotary wing conversion course and then qualify as a co-pilot on the helicopters and then start my tour. I'll continue to, I think it'll be DRC from then onwards. I'll do some flying there and then come back. For now, our daily activities would, as newly qualified pilots, we've just gone through the Ebony Show training wing. And then from here onwards, it will be just getting ready for your specific stream and your specific line. And then from there, you'll be utilized according to the SAF's needs.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.